In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
Well, I just, you watch practice, you know, you're out there every day and you see how guys perform in practice. And he was bringing it, you know, he was showing us a lot of progress. Yeah, I do. I think he's starting to get a sense back there. You know, it's such a processing the game inside the game when you're a player is so much about just feel, you know, and you call it feel, call it what you want, but that all the awareness of being able to calculate all the different crazy things that can happen inside of a play at the level of the NFL. I mean, I think you can only understand that if you've played in the NFL, which I haven't. We need to be scoring touchdowns down there, and we're good enough to do it. We just, it's a combination probably of putting our guys in the best position we can with, you know, great plays and creative things to do. You got to run the ball in the red zone. That's really important. And then you got to do things right down there and find a way, you know, find a way to get open. It did catch my attention, yes. So I went back and I watched it. And because we didn't have a game plan for that. If we did, I would have been happy. But we're not going to do anything illegal. You know, if you stem, you make a move call, which is what you do. You're allowed to say move. You're not allowed to say set or hut or anything else or cadence, which we never have done.
John Harbaugh addressing what Aaron Jones said after the Vikings game on Sunday, where the Ravens won 27-19. But Minnesota was flagged for 8 false start penalties at home. Adjust my volume here. Which is crowd silent then.
Right.
They're going nuts when the Ravens have the ball. And Aaron Jones implied that maybe the Ravens were kind of reading things and didn't necessarily say on two or hut and all of this nonsense, but implied that they were maybe throwing the cadence off a little bit to confuse J.J. McCarthy.
Well, yeah, what they would do, Bob, is, you know, probably be linebacker or D lineman, one of them, you know, and when the quarterback's given the cadence or whatever, the D lineman or the linebacker will go, move!
Yeah.
You know.
And then.
Yeah.
But 8 false starts, that's incredible.
Oh, that's 3 by the right tackle.
Yeah, O'Neal. But as John just said, or said yesterday, as we just heard, nah, it's against the rules for one. Everyone looks for gamesmanship in some way, shape, or form. I mean, the game itself, they had 13 penalties total. Ravens had, what, 5? It was just an incredibly ponderous game because the laundry was all over the place. But Vinny, you watch the film, and we'll get into film study tomorrow. We all watch the game. Do you think the Ravens might have been doing something that could have influenced them, Minnesota, in a negative way in regards to all of the 8 ball starts is a ton.
Yeah. And you know what, Bob? Maybe I'm sure, because it sounds like, listening to Harbs, you know, we're allowed to stem and say move, so right. You know they did that. And then when it's working, keep doing it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I got no problem with that. It's within the rules. You can do it. They can do it. except there's no reason for them because the crowd's so loud. You know, shame on them for – I mean, you practice it all the time in practice, you know, with people doing stuff in 2 days and all that other stuff. Shame on them. You know, and Bob, guess what's going to happen this week, whoever they play? They're going to be – when they stem and do all that, move!
Yeah, Minnesota, by the way, they will be hosting the Bears.
Yeah.
Coming up on Sunday afternoon. So that subject's been addressed by John Harbaugh because Aaron Jones brought it up after the game. And also heard John Harbaugh talking about the Ravens' struggles in the red zone. And I guess Vinny goes back to the offensive line sucking, maybe.
Well,
play calling an issue here to any level or no?
Well, before people would bitch, you know, hey, you're in the red zone. Why don't you give it to Henry?
Right.
All right. So they line up on first down and they give it to Henry and he gets nothing. You know, and they get stuffed. I'm telling you, Bob, all the offensive problems, it's all about the O-line. It's all about the offensive line. And if you wanted to, you could just say left guard, right tackle. Those are the issues right now. Inconsistencies, left guard, right tackle. Total inconsistencies. And then they're getting stuffed. You know, so that's the problem. And in pass protection, where do they got problems in pass protection, Bob? Left guard, right tackle. That's what it always comes down to. I mean, because, you know, Bob, last year, Falele, at the latter part of the season, he was playing pretty decent. Rosengarten was playing very well.
Yep.
You know, they were letting him block one-on-one. McCary played well. You know, now those three positions are getting them killed in the run and the pass. So, I mean, you know, the offense is 100 yards less per game. Doesn't look as pretty. The running back to me, you know, Derrick Henry, he's hesitant because he's never got a hole. So he kind of is, he can't get those, you know, get that 6'3", 250 going downhill and get his feet going, which is what he does best. You know, so he's like tentative and never gets going. And then he's easier to tackle. And, you know, I mean, that's probably why, you know, Keaton Mitchell, when he come in, boom!
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to hold a block for but a half a second, and that's all they could. So I'm extremely disappointed in left guard, right tackle.
Now with Henry too, to your point, he's been getting hit a ton before he even gets to the line of scrimmage. Last year, that wasn't a problem.
No.
And once he got to the next level, we saw, guy ever saw him as 7 yards a carry for a lot of the season. This year, it's been a struggle. He heated up a little bit, I guess, in the second half against Minnesota. But outside of the first three quarters against Buffalo, he hasn't resembled the Derrick Henry of 2024.
Right. And Bob, who's got the worst run defense in the league? Buffalo. You know, but I mean, you look at Barkley and you look at Derrick Henry, both basically 2,000-yard rushers last year, and both led the league in running before contact. I mean, they wouldn't get hit for like three yards or whatever. And what's the matter with Philly's O-line? They're beat up. Mm-hmm. You know, they got guys out. Ravens, you know, I mean, they just regressed on the right side and the left guard. You know, McCary, you can say what you want, and he got paid. There's a huge drop-off, and that's the issue right now. I mean, it all comes back to that, in my opinion. I mean, I'll bet you if you sat down with Harbs or Monken or any of those guys and say, off the record, what the hell is the problem? That FNO, you know, that fucking...
And we're on Vidya, too. But either way, the offensive line has struggled, and Derrick Henry is not duplicating by any stretch of the imagination what he did last year. Same with Saquon Barkley. We'll get into Monday Night Football when we come back from the first break, because, man, another snooze fest. First scoreless Monday Night Football game in like 15, 16 years. Green Bay struggling offensively in a big way. Their defense showing up, but their offense is not. Also heard John Harbaugh talking about Keandre Jackson made the big play in special teams, starting to become noticed. And same with Malachi Starks. We were talking about him, got a second straight pick or second game with a pick. So starting to see the defense come alive and some of the youngsters contributing to the cause as well. And John Harbaugh gave them just praise yesterday.
Yeah, and I think, you know, like Jackson, you didn't know who you didn't know his name, but you said, damn, 39 keeps popping up, man, on coverage units and stuff, and he did. And then, you know, you find out, Jackson, yeah, 39. Because it's like, who's 39? You know, because he kept showing up making plays. And he does a good job, you know, on the coverage stuff. And the Gunners, I mean, like Martin and even Keaton Mitchell on the coverage stuff, because they're so fast, they can get down the field. So, yeah, I mean, special teams was good. Special teams is making progress. And you know what? Cleveland, playing Cleveland this week, they gave up a kick return for a touchdown and a punt return for a touchdown. So we'll see.
Yeah, Keandre Jackson out of Illinois State, a rookie earning himself some significant minutes for a team that's creeping closer to 500. Ravens 7.5-point favorites at Cleveland coming up on Sunday, 4:25. You just mentioned the Browns losing at the Jets on Sunday, so who knows what's going on there. We got notes from the North coming up at 11:30, going to Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, and obviously Cleveland as we get you ready for week 11 of the NFL season, something we've discussed last day, because it's only Tuesday. By the way, happy Veterans Day. Yeah. Let's get to that. And, you know, my dad was in the Army.
My dad was Marine.
My uncles were in the Army, both grandfathers, cousins, nephews, and we all have military friends and family. And, you know, tip of the cap to the men and women who have made this happen. I mean, we're sitting here babbling about special teams and turnovers. I mean, they're out there paying the ultimate sacrifice in some cases, sadly, for their country. So Veterans Day, thumbs up to all of you who have served. But Justin Tucker maybe was getting served, if you will, during the massage therapies. Was cut by the Ravens. Suspended for 10 weeks by the NFL. That 10 weeks has expired. He is eligible today to sign with another team. It's not coming here.
No.
Ravens don't need a kicker. And Justin Tucker's a guy that, depending on, he hasn't been charged criminally. There are no civil lawsuits. It's just a guy who, if he's guilty of these allegations, and the NFL did its due research, right?
Yep.
They figured he was, to a level at which they suspended him, and the Ravens got rid of him. Said it was a football decision. I think we all know if these allegations didn't come out, Justin Tucker be kicking for the Ravens right now.
No, I would agree with that. Although he did, he was only 70%. He wasn't good
but
kicking.
After the bye, he was perfect.
Yep. And Eric had said at the one press conference, yeah, we expect to have Justin Tucker back.
But either way, he's eligible to come back. I said all along he's kicking for somebody this year.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be an immediate signing? I mean, the Rams could really use a kicker.
No doubt.
Atlanta's had how many this year? Green Bay, did you see the end of that game last night? That dude trying to kick that game-time field goal?
Well, Peyton Manning said that he was his teammate, McManus. That's how old a kicker he is.
Yeah, and he kicked like a guy that played with Peyton Manning. But that was brutal. But either way, Tucker's signed when?
I think, Bob, what you got to do first is bring him in, meet with him, try him out, you know, get his side of the story, the whole thing, because you're going to get some media backlash. So, you know, what you do is you bring him in and you see you try him out, and then you let it be known that he is there and you see what the backlash is. You know, I mean, if it's huge and people are, you know, picketing outside your building and stuff, I don't know if it's worth it. But
hey, Deshaun Watson,
yeah,
if you're back and his allegations, and he paid restitution.
Yeah. I asked Preston about it on Sunday, you know, and he said, listen, when I was young, I made mistakes too, you know, and you know when he was active in the massage stuff, which was like his first 2 years in the league. You know, he's growing up and he's matured, and you know, we'll see. I think, Bob, I would bring him in if I'm the Rams guy. He didn't have any field goals. He made all his PATs. So are you comfortable with that? Or, you know, you bring Tucker in, because I saw, I don't know, a month ago or 5 weeks ago, I saw him, you know, on Instagram or whatever it was. you know, him kicking down at the University of Texas indoors at the facility. So you know he's been working out. You know he's been preparing. So, I mean, if I'm the Rams or somebody like that, yeah, I would definitely bring him in and work him out. I'd bring him in today, Bob.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. It's Turn It Up Tuesday. You want to crank to 12, send your song request to Nolan McGraw. Plot Sport text line at 410-583-1057. Ravens off today, but they go to Cleveland. 7.5-point favorites over the Browns. Maryland hoops tonight, taking on Alcorn State. You can hear that game starting at, well, our coverage starts at 6, but tip-off is at 7 o'clock. Maryland trying to pick up their second win of the year. Maryland football, they're at Illinois. Coming up on Saturday, Terps getting 15.5 in that one. Orioles have a new first base coach. Got free agency about to loom here in Major League Baseball. General manager meetings are happening as we speak. Anything you want to get into, feel free to do so. Kevin Allstriker, Ravens Wire, 11 o'clock. It's Vinny Haney Nolan here on this Tuesday. Dirty Dozen coming up later in the hour. Who's number one in football?
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
John Harbaugh, Ravens head coach, talking about Zach Orr and what has changed for him, because he was public enemy number one for many weeks. For Ravens fans, and Vinny, you were lambasting him. Yep. I wasn't real happy with the performance of his defensive unit. But, you know, quietly, four straight games, they've given up less than 20 points. Forcing turnovers, still not getting a ton of sacks, but had 12 quarterback hits on Sunday against J.J. McCarthy. And you heard John Harbaugh explaining why things aren't as putrid as they were earlier in the season when they were really bad. What was it? Three out of 4 week stretch. The quarterback to play the Ravens was offensive player of the week
The
AFC.
Yeah.
And haven't really heard that much chatter about that lately.
No, they've gotten better. I mean, Bob, they were, you know, in the 30s for a lot of weeks. I think they got out the Rams game, Bob, they were 31st. Giving up 409 yards. I mean, now they're 26. They're giving up 372. So, I mean, they're 30 yards better defensively overall. So, yeah, I mean, a couple things that Gilman coming in was big. And I think Jones is going to help them also. So I think those two things, I think, have really, really helped the defense and kind of solidified the defense. I mean, how about Jalen Phillips last night was a beast for the Eagles, yep, rushing the passer. I mean, I wish we'd have gave up third round pick for him, you know. But Draymond, he was good. We just need the other guys to just still need more pressure on the quarter. The things to me they need to improve upon a little bit defensively is Wiggins needs to be a better tackler. That's number one. Number two, don't give up those gash run plays, you know, where they give up a 14 or 15 yard run. You know, I mean, because Bob, even like last year and stuff, when they weren't good defensively early on, especially against the pass, they were dominant against it. Nobody could run on them.
Right.
You know, and that's the thing. I mean, they're still giving up, what, 4.6 yards per rush or whatever. And last year it was like 3.9, you know, or 3.7, something like that. I just wish they were better, and they should be. They should be. The problem, what happens to them is like that touchdown run. Urban was in there. I mean, and like, come on, get off your block. Get off your block. You know, they're good when Travis Jones and Jenkins are in there, but they can't play every play. That's the problem. You know, and then the outside guys, you know, the Ajabos and those guys, they're not. Who was their best run defender? Tavius Robinson was, and he's been out. So that's affected him too.
And he's going to be out for a few more weeks for sure. But Browns this week, then you host the Jets. So the next 2 weeks you're going up against offenses that don't necessarily scare you. So you can still maybe pad your stats a little bit defensively. Then Thanksgiving night you have Cincinnati, and that's still going to be Joe Flacco. But, I mean, the Bengals are putting up a ton of points. Yeah. Burrow was back in practice yesterday, so his three-week window to get back in there is now wide open. What Burrow does that Flacco... Well, what Flacco does that Burrow doesn't, I should say. Flacco turns the ball over.
Correct.
Joe Burrow does not.
And Bob, you saw a photo right there of Burrow. He's standing on the sideline throwing. It looks like he's got a steel plate in his shoe because it's stiff as a board. So, I mean, Bob, I think it's nice to say that, oh, yeah, my goal is to play against the Ravens. If that happens, I blitz the heck out of him, you know, because, I mean, he's going to be less mobile than Joe Flacco.
Yeah, and they've got a big game against Pittsburgh coming up this Sunday, Cincinnati, to see if it's even worthwhile him coming back, unless it's just for the compete level of things. 410-583-1057 is the number. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. It's Vinny and Haney. Got Vinny's Dirty Dozen coming up at 10:45. Week 10 is over as Philly wins at a cold Green Bay last night. Not exactly an offensive thrill fest, but a win for the Eagles nonetheless. Justin Tucker is eligible to come off of the suspended list today. If you're a team that needs a kicker, are you signing him? Maryland Alcorn State coming up tonight at 7. We'll have that game for you. Here on the Fan, we'll talk Terps football and basketball with Dave LaMonaco, TerrapinTimes.com, coming up at 12:30. Anything else in your mind here on this Turn It Up Tuesday? We got you covered. Let's go to Ray in Baltimore. Ray, what's up?
Hey, man, it was hard to get through yesterday, man. Everybody was happy. Tried to call a couple times, didn't get through, and I was happy that people were happy. So here I am today.
You still happy?
So I got wrecked. Of course. Of course, man. I woke up. Hey, listen, man. I'm in my 40s and I woke up this morning pain free.
Wait till you're in your 60s. You know what happens? You're never pain free, right, Bob? We're never pain free.
You're just hoping to get in and out of the shower and won't be.
Hey, listen. Hey, check this out, man. For all my fellas that's listening, start doing Pilates. A lot of men dismiss Pilates. Start doing Pilates. I eat well and I do Pilates. That's why I've been pressing you, Bob, for that jack. You know, other people been and my family been pressing me for that jack. You know what I mean? Because they listen. They're like, you ain't never get that jack from Bob Haney. I'm like,
whenever you want it, it's yours. I mean, you know, do a celebratory shot after you do your Pilates. Yeah. I mean, the stretching. Right. I mean, we don't want to digress too much from the task at hand, talking Ravens, but stretching's huge. Stretching is huge, man.
I know it, Bob. You know what? When I did it,
I don't do it, by the way, but I should.
When I was an athlete, when I was in track, we would stretch for like an hour, and I never felt better, but I hated it, and I have not stretched another day.
I mean, you literally sit in your chair and stretch. It's crazy.
Exactly. So rapid fire real quick, man, because we talked a lot of gibberish. Teddy Buchanan, is he the future? And, you know, and is Trent Simpson is a bust?
Well,
are we saying that?
Pull the trigger.
I like Buchanan. Well, here's the biggest difference is Buchanan, when he came in, kind of took some reps from Simpson. Then all of a sudden, he's taken all the reps from Simpson. You know, and Simpson has lost reps every year. Simpson has not gotten. Here's the thing is what's the difference between the two? One has got football instincts and can find a football and all that. The other doesn't. And, you know, I mean, Simpson looks like Tarzan, plays like Jane. That's the biggest difference. He's a football player. Buchanan's a football player. Simpson is a good athlete.
Okay. But is there hope that he could cultivate his turn his athleticism into football skills? Or that Bob, ship sailed to Ray's point?
You know what? Let's go back to Brandon Stevens.
Okay.
What Brandon Stevens, what did we say from day one? Can't find a ball.
Right. He was a running back because of athleticism, turned into a corner and got paid.
And what was Simpson? Simpson was an athlete that played a lot of different positions. Yep. You know, and Buchanan's a ball player. And Simpson didn't. I mean, they put him in there like in dime and let him run around in pass coverage and stuff. And he's on special teams. But, I mean, to me, when his contract's up, Bobby's gone.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Turn it up Tuesday. Nolan McGraw is here. Remember, 2 weeks ago, we were asking the question, could the Ravens be 5-5 by the time the Jets come here? Me and Nolan said no. Vinny said yes. Ravens are just one win away from making that a reality. There's no way they're going to lose to the Browns, right? As 7.5-point favorites in Cleveland. And if they get to 5-5, they're going to win the division. Not necessarily because they're an overpowering team in the national media now kissing their asses again, talking about how scary they're going to be once they get into the postseason. The division's bad. They win almost by default. However, they are starting to put it together like a team that could be scary once the postseason starts, if in fact they get there. Terps tonight against Alcorn State. Can't make any absolutes on them. We're two games into the season. But Maryland football, things are dire. How dire? We'll get into that.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
That as well. That's John Harbaugh talking about Rashad Bateman. We had a caller yesterday brought up that he was in a walking boot, which at the time I didn't know.
I didn't either.
But he was. And he told from ESPN, Kimberly Martin, that it was a high ankle sprain from the play where he was stopped short of the goal line. Got up. I don't remember him limping or hitching a giddy up. Got a two-point conversion after the Andrews TD, but after the game, hurt. But that's the head coach of the Ravens. Turning up Tuesday, Nirvana, chosen by you, the people. Hip drop, which is illegal.
Illegal.
Remember Mark Andrews a couple years ago?
Oh, yep.
Catastrophic. Same guy. Bengals. Lamar on the sideline on that Thursday night game. But I didn't see it to be egregious, the hip drop that cost him, you know, who knows, maybe a game. You just heard John Harbaugh saying that he doesn't think he's going to be out for a while. And even Andrews telling Kimberly Martin, Bateman, that, you know, I don't expect to be out, but we'll see. It's sprained. We've all had sprained ankles in whatever walk of stepping in a hole, falling down steps, playing sports to whatever level. Sprained ankles suck, and high ankle sprains are even worse because they linger. Yeah. They're like borderline cracked bone there. But did you see a hip drop where John Harbaugh was even questioning whether or not he'd get in trouble for that?
I guess we'll find out, Bob, if that guy gets fined. You know, if he gets fined.
There's no penalty on the play.
There was no penalty, but then they'll go back and fine him, you know. And we'll see. But I'd have to go back and look at it. I mean, if Harbs seemed like he was kind of bitching about it, that it was hip drop. I mean, those referees were calling everything else, you know. So I don't know. But I'm with you, Bob. I mean, if you have a high ankle sprain, you know, if you get it right there. I mean, we saw with Andrew. You know, it's hard to, you know, you're limping off. You know, you're grabbing your ankle or something and like you said, he caught the 2-point. He looked good catching the 2-point play.
I would say
not high. I would think it would be kind of a low ankle.
If anything's wrong with Rashad Bateman right now, it's like he's not getting the ball.
Agree.
Target
with that.
Share is way down. Not even in the same zip code as Zay Flowers in regards to targets.
Nobody is. Yeah. Nobody's in that zip code.
So, hey, Bateman got paid, had the breakout season. In 2024, you expect he'd build on that, if anything. I mean, it's more like it was a couple years ago where kind of forgot he's even on the team from time to time. But we'll see if things can unfold for him. Speaking of injuries, Marlon Humphrey, finger, got hurt at practice, and he's talking about getting surgery. Could be out for a couple of games here, just as the defense is starting to come together a little bit.
Yeah, and if he doesn't have surgery, he'll play this week. So I guess we'll find out, like Harb says, we'll find out a lot on Wednesday.
Yeah.
You know, or at least that's the next time Harb talks, and we'll see if Marlon has surgery, doesn't have. I don't know. I guess it's for, if he has surgery, Bob, it's for long-term, you know, for him. Long-term, excuse me. But otherwise, I don't know when. There's no good time to have surgery till the season's over now. I mean, because there's no bye or anything.
Yeah, you're in the second week of November.
Yeah,
you're in
I think I'd be surprised if he didn't play. I mean, look, he had the extra bandaging on his left hand for this past game against the Vikings.
And he still caught it.
Exactly. Didn't impede him from coming down with an interception. I think in his head, you know, sure, I get the surgery, maybe I miss a game. But like Vinny said, I mean, how do you pick that spot? You know, it's a lighter schedule, but even still, I think after everything the team went through earlier this year, all hands on deck mentality,
well,
for sure.
I guess, Nolan, to that point, you know, I don't know how long the recovery would be, but if you're going to have surgery, you have it Friday morning after Thanksgiving, you know, because you're playing Thursday night, and then you got
you have three games coming up in, what,
yeah,
a little less than 3 weeks here.
Maybe. Well, Harbaugh did take more of the cautious approach, where he said, you know, doctors say one game. To me, that translates two. So the choice... Yeah. Well, he's just playing it safe, you know, just saying, all right, look,
well, he's been through it enough.
I'm not putting it out there right now that if he gets the surgery, he'll be back in 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's never as it seems when it comes to the time frame for the injuries. But like you said, Nolan, he looked like a guy that didn't appear to be laboring with a hand, got picked, and he's been playing well the last few weeks.
He got burned on the deep ball.
Yeah.
You know, other than that, because he came up, made some tackles and stuff too, throw his body around. Yeah, I was. I don't know what finger. I don't know what finger or what.
Well, he's got 10 of them.
Yeah. Well, what we'll the consequence?
Tell, what it is.
What's the consequence if he doesn't have? You know, is his finger gonna be all messed up? I don't know.
But just seeing the picture
Locke
of him
one off.
On Sunday, I mean, that thing's wrapped up. It's like a club. I mean, I don't even know if any of his fingers were exposed.
I didn't even notice it, right. To be totally honest.
But so, I don't think he's going to re-injure it if he's got that thing wrapped up.
It's Vinny at 81057. The Fan will come back. Vinny's Dirty Dozen, who are the 12 best teams in the NFL. Through 10 weeks, wrapped up last night. Eh, not exactly the most exciting Monday night game, but if you're Philadelphia, you'll take it. Wins matter, man. We're in the second week of November. Kevin Allstriker, USA Today. We'll talk about the Ravens. Winners of three in a row, trying to get to 500 this Sunday against the Cleveland Browns. Whip around 11-15. I watched the Wizards-Pistons game last night. It was on Peacock, by the way, and the picture kept interrupting, especially when Detroit hit the game-tying three. But you have Detroit, the number one seed in the East right now. Wizards, now losers of nine in a row. Textbook example of how bad teams lose games. We'll get into that during the whip. And then notes from the North. We're going to Pittsburgh. We're going to Cincy. We're going to Cleveland as we're heading into the Thanksgiving-ish portion of the NFL schedule.
Vinny and Haney's Dirty Dozen. The 12 best NFL teams, according to our GM, Vinny Serrato. 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Turn it up Tuesday. You want to allow, we'll play it. Send your song request, Plazaport text line at 410-583-1057. Nolan McGraw is over there waiting for you. We're going to hear from Quick Draw coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. But last night wraps up week 10. Philadelphia 10-7 over Green Bay. Packers can't score. We'll get into that as the show progresses. But right now, Vinny, let's get it. Dirty Dozen, the 12 best of the best.
All right, last week, week 10, one was the Rams, two Seattle, three Indy, four Philly, five Tampa, six New England, seven Buffalo, eight Denver, nine Kansas City, 10 San Fran, 11 Detroit, 12 the Chargers. All right, coming in at number 12, 6-3 Chicago Bears. They beat the Giants 24-20. They're at Minnesota.
The Bears.
Caleb Williams, that Ben Johnson's a hell of a coach, Bob. I mean, because, you know, I mean, they did make improvements in the offensive line to help Caleb out, but their offense is, you know, a lot better, and defensively they're doing enough. And you know what? Caleb Williams is winning games at the end.
Yeah, he's got some fourth quarter issues, comebacks in him. And with Swift and now Manungai, the running back from Rutgers.
I like him. He's pretty physical.
And Roma Duse's dad was popping off on social media. Guess who got 10 targets on Sunday?
Think dad was happy.
Yeah, they could have lost by 40 as long as he got his, right?
He goes, see, son? Coming in at 11, 5-4 Kansas City. They're on bye. They go to Denver. And if they don't beat Denver, they got no shot at winning the division, because then, you know, Denver's going to be 9-2. Kansas City will be 5-5.
So, KC's favorite in this game, too. 3.5 points.
I guess that's because Knicks is struggling this year. Their offense is whoo.
Yeah, and Casey can't run the ball though. You know what I mean?
I know. Yeah. Well, they tried to trade for Breece Hall.
Breece Hall.
You know, and I guess the Jets wouldn't do it. Coming in at 10, 6-3 Buffalo. They lost at Miami 30-13, and they lost to Tampa, and they're playing Tampa. They're hosting Tampa this week. So, I mean, a warm climate team coming into the cold. But, I mean, Irvin is out for Tampa. That kills them in the run game.
Yeah, Godwin's been banged up again. Yeah, Rashee White's not stepping up. But Buffalo, man, come on.
They laid an egg.
Oh. Coming off a win.
Beating Kansas City, big win. Yeah.
And flatline against the Dolphins. And apparently Mike McDaniel was hanging out at Bill's bars, trolling the fans or something.
Was he really?
Apparently, I don't know.
Well, they fired two more guys. They fired two of Greer's top lieutenants, you know, also. So, you know, Buffalo and Bob, when the head coach has kind of come out and backed the OC, yeah, I still believe in him. Well, hell, what about the DC's the one who's the problem? Yeah,
Dable's still wearing his Giant stuff, and they're already talking about bringing him back.
All right, coming in at number 9, 7-3 L.A. Chargers. They dominated Pittsburgh 25-10. They're at Jacksonville. Now, the Chargers, I mean, Bob, they've lost both tackles, both starting tackles, you know, and the center, former Raven.
Bozeman.
He's the 36th-ranked center in the league, so it's not like the O-line.
Well, there's only 32 teams.
Yeah, and Hampton should be coming back soon, though. I would think he's back soon, you know, but Chargers 7-3.
They've won 3 in a row.
Coming in at 8, 6-3. Detroit, they stomped Washington 44-22. At Philly, big game this week. At Philly, Detroit at Philly. That'll be a big one. You know, and Campbell took over the play calling, and now all of a sudden the playmakers are getting the ball.
Jameson Williams, Swift had a monster game against Washington.
Gibbs, rather.
Yeah, they're percolating. And Jared Goff, man, is he spectacular? No. But does he win and make plays when need be? Absolutely.
He understands who the key guys are for that team. You know, and it's not him. It's the Gibbs. It's Williams. It's Amon St. Brown. It's all those dudes.
Yeah, like 2 weeks ago, Minnesota made him uncomfortable, and he was making mistakes. And last week, Washington.
Yep. Coming in at 7. 6-3 Tampa. They lost to New England 28-23. They're at Buffalo. That's going to be a tough one for them, you know. But they've got some room to play with in that division.
Yeah, they're banged up
a couple games.
You know who's quietly stepping up for them at wide receivers since Evans and Godwin are out? That Tez Johnson is becoming a dude for them. But they can't run the ball, as you mentioned earlier, with Bucky on the shelf.
Coming in at 6, 8-2 Denver. They beat Vegas 10-7. They're hosting Kansas City. I mean, if Denver can't score points, Bob, they're going to have a hard time beating Kansas City. That's going to be the issue. This is going to be defense versus offense, and we'll see. Whoever turns it over more probably wins. Is the one who's going to lose the game. Coming in at 5, 8-2 New England. They won at Tampa 28-23. They play the Jets Thursday night at home. So that's going to be an interesting game. I mean, Drake May's playing like an MVP. And they're playing, I mean, they're probably the best coach team in the league right now. At least one of them. And Vrabel's doing a hell of a job.
Travion Henderson was running all over Tampa.
Coming in at 4, 7-2 Philly. They won last night 10-7. They're hosting Detroit. It's going to be interesting. I mean, Philly's got to get their offense squared away. That's what they've got to do. Their defense, Adam Phillips was a big add. That was good. You know, I saw Jair was inactive again, Bob.
Getting acclimated to the new defense.
Probably like the Ravens for 3 or 4 weeks.
And knee maintenance. Everybody hearing that's a dog.
All right, coming in at 3, 8-2 Indy. Beat Atlanta 31-25 in overtime. Probably the best game of the weekend. They're on bye. So they got a chance to get healthy and all that. But Taylor, I mean, they the thing they can do, they can run the football. That's what they can do.
And that Alec Pierce, Pittman's kind of the marquee guy.
Oh, Pierce makes plays.
And Tyler Warren's a stud. Yeah. Nick Cross making plays in the defensive backfield, former Terp.
Warren actually is going to be on my list tomorrow, Bob, for the rookie. Coming in at two, these next two, the one and two, they're kind of separated from everybody because both dominated over the weekend. 7-2 Seattle, they beat Arizona. They not only beat them, it was 44-22. It was 35-0 at one point in the first half. Now they're at the Rams. It's going to be one versus two. We got two great games this weekend. We got Detroit at Philly, and we got Seattle at the Rams. That's going to settle a lot of things. And then coming in at number one, L.A. Rams, 7-2. They beat San Fran 42-26 at San Fran. And they're hosting Seattle. And I would imagine, for the Rams, Bob, it's never really a home. Maybe this is going to be a legit home game for them. Because it's, you know, Seattle will travel well. Whenever they play San Fran, there's more San Fran fans. So that's going to be interesting to see. But both those two teams, both are playing good on offense. And both are playing good on defense. Now, the Rams, with the kicking issues, that could come down. If it comes down to the kicker, I like Seattle. But overall, Rams 1, 2 Seattle, 3 Indy, 4 Philly, 5 New England, 6 Denver, 7 Tampa, 8 Detroit, 9 Chargers, 10 Buffalo, 11 Kansas City, 12 Chicago.
We'll come back. Kevin Ostreicher, USA Today, the Ravens Wire. Preview of the game coming up against the Cleveland Browns. Where the hell's Carl Lawson? I thought he was going to be playing here. Whip around left 15. Wizards show you how losing teams lose games to good teams. And then notes from the North. We're going to Pittsburgh. We're going to Cincinnati. We're going to Cleveland. You don't want to miss that. Then a fun Astro with Nolan McGraw, Mr. Electricity, bringing the heat here on this Turn It Up Tuesday.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.